I think their shareholders deserve to have the value of their investment identified and greater clarity, not necessarily at the current trading price for gold, but somewhere up in an area where $3,000 gold may be appropriate. So we are contemplating right now putting the elements together to update the PEA in due course.
Sonora Gold, Ken McLeod, and John Darche, good afternoon to you, my friends. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Good to see you again, Andy.
Hello again, Andy. Great to talk to you.
It's really good to talk to you. To all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor in Sonora Gold. They also are a sponsor of naturalresourcestocks.net. Just full disclosure with that, I am also a very happy investor with Sonora Gold. I've already made a lot of money, and I currently do hold shares in my accounts, and my family holds shares in their accounts. I just want to be very candid. Ken, let's start with you here. Where are we at with the projects, and what can you tell us?
Over the past few months, we've had a couple of milestones that I bear mentioning just now. The first one, and I believe one of the most important, is the MIA. We have been waiting, of course, since 2022 for the MIA approval. But since last November, there's been a sea change in the attitude of the Mexican government and the environmental agency, SEMARNAT, towards the mining companies. After a long blackout under the previous administration, once President Sheinbaum was inaugurated on October the 1st of 2024, we've had a constant dialogue now with SEMARNAT and with the Mexican authorities. So we're really, really pleased to see the progress that's been made in that regard. We've also witnessed many mining projects getting approval for expansions. Whether they be open pit mines or underground mines, they, regardless of what the type of mining it is, they've been getting their approvals through. That, of course, is a very important and signal for the companies like us who are waiting for approval of new mining projects. And so we see that some projects have been approved for drilling deeper, going deeper, and mining deeper. And we've seen projects that have had new open pits approved, not necessarily in the neighborhood of their existing mine, but within the property that they own for mining purposes. So there has all been very, very positive for us in that regard. So can we tell you exactly when the MIA will be approved? No, we cannot. It's not possible at this point because that's strictly a political decision than with the Mexican government. But we believe that it's very close at hand. Now, we also filed the MIA in April of 2022, and there's been a significant change in the market, in the gold market, since that time. I believe that when we filed the MIA, gold was trading in the order of about $1,600 an ounce. And we did a PEA in, I think it was August of 2023, that used a base case of $1,800 gold. And it was a very robust return on the investment, the IRR and cash flow, on the basis of a 12,000 ton per day throughput, which yielded over a 10-year life of mine, 33,000 ounces in produced gold ounces per annum. So fast forward now to 2025, and gold is trading at just under $3,400 an ounce. And the significant value that adds to the project without any additional elements being taken into account, it means that we now have to really consider updating the PEA. I think their shareholders deserve to have the value of their investment identified in greater clarity, not necessarily at the current trading price for gold, but somewhere up in an area where $3,000 gold may be appropriate. So We are contemplating right now putting the elements together to update the PEA in due course. It will take some months to complete, but it's something that we will certainly decide over the coming weeks whether that's a feasible proposition or not. And the other thing as well that happened was we signed in back in 2018, we signed a 7-year agreement with the landowner for the surface rights to explore at Cerro Caliche. And as of June the 30th of this year, that agreement expired. We had a great relationship with the landowner. He's a rancher that controls quite a few ranches in northern Sonora State. And so it became obvious to us, even though we're still waiting for the main approval, we're so close to that approval that we decided it's time for us to secure the surface rights for mining purposes. Now, as you know, in Mexico, surface rights are separate and distinct from underground rights. So we had the underground rights and they carry forward, no problem with that. But you also need the surface rights to construct your mine and be able to operate the mine. So as of the month of June, we sat down with the rancher and into July, and we were able to secure what we considered to be a very important milestone for us, which was secure the surface rights for up to 25 years. And the agreement is structured in the basis of the first phase is for 12 and a half years. It's at our option to extend it for a further 12 and a half years to bring it up to 25 years. Now, I believe that the Cerro Caliche project, as we have postulated to before, has a greater potential than the current 440,000 ounces within the pit shell. And as SRK also postulated that there's up to another 285,000 ounces that have been drilled and assayed, but can't be classified because the drill spacing was not tight enough. So that gives us a basis right now in which to continue with the drilling program in due course. And as we always maintain, the potential for this project here is up to 2 million ounces. Yeah. So how do we get there? Well, as John has eloquently...
Ken, I want to interrupt you. I want to interrupt you just for a second here. So I'm going to talk to all my... Pardon me. But what you just said is huge. And I'm talking to all my viewers and listeners here. Please do your own due diligence. But applying and granted...
We also have the support of the rancher now going forward, who's going becoming a major shareholder in the company as well. So we have a very, very collaborative agreement arrangement with the rancher. So going forward, it provides us not only with the surface rights, but also the security of knowing that we are operating on land in which the owner has vested interest as well. So that bodes well for us going forward.
Absolutely.
Now, as far as the next step for us is, obviously, we do have to continue with the drilling program at some point. We have been reluctant to do so when the share price was low and dilution would have been a major factor in raising capital. But at some point in the future, as we're waiting for the meet to be approved, we are contemplating preparing for a future drilling program, which would obviously is music to the ears of many of our shareholders. And so the next few months, we will work on designing that drill program to accommodate the next phase of development, which will be how do we extend the resource beyond the initial 10-year life of mine? And so, but one of the important things that we have to consider right now, Andy, is the impact that the current price of gold has on the valuation of this company here and the project. So I think it behooves us to go forth and make sure that the shareholders understand the potential increase in value where we go from $1,800 gold to $3,400 gold. It could be quite significant on your part.
Yeah, well, I am. And so I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm going to talk to all my viewers and listeners again. That is really music to my ears to an investor, especially updating the PEA. What that's going to more than likely do
is you're going to get a re-rating, which will have a significant, or should have a significant impact to the share price. Another thing is with just under $3,400 gold, once you go into production, you are printing money. You are literally printing money to all my viewers and shareholders. And when you hit that spot, it is a beautiful thing because you have a lot of options then. You can internally finance, you can buy back shares, you can expand the resource. You just have so many options and you're cash flowing significantly. So kudos to you and kudos to the news and the plan, Ken. So well done.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah. John, I'd like to discuss with you really about the share structure. What I met you and Ken both in Florida. It's been a good 9 months ago, 10 months ago, if you would. And yes. What really attracted me to you first is really the way you are operating the mine. It was really, to all my viewers and listeners, you got to put on your private equity business hat. And I really wish more companies, more junior mining companies would do this. I really do, especially in this environment with the price of gold that is. And you specifically told me you didn't do it. You were not interested and you weren't doing a stock rollback, which can really kill, especially a stock price in the short and intermediate term, as well as you internally financed all of this to get you through those rough times. Talk to me about share structure. Talk to me about what the plan is with the stock share price and the share structure.
Thanks, Andy. Yes. In terms of the share price, I think what we've seen in the last couple of months, especially on the Canadian exchange, trading of over 15 million shares a month, a steady upward trend in the share price. We've seen an increase in the volumes in the US. I don't have the numbers precisely, but I think maybe 1.5 million shares a month or something like that. An upward trend. And what we're able to demonstrate to our shareholders is that if you buy shares, you can sell them, which is not always the case with the junior, as people
eat
every bread. So on any given day, buying and selling 500,000 shares is not an issue. So we are really happy with the liquidity. We're happy with the stability. We're not looking for spikes. A gentle up the stairs. In every level, there's a bit of a correction as it adjusts. And so we see a new plateau all the time being built. And that's really good. And it's in keeping with our business philosophy. And I'd like to emphasize what distinguishes Sonora from many juniors is that we are operating a business.
Yes. Let me interrupt you. I would attest to that as an investor and knowing you both very well. Yes, I would agree with what you just said. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah. So you have four principles: geologist, mining engineer, financing, marketing, all come together for this one project. And each of us are prepared to put our own money into it over and above the shares that we own. So as insiders, we hold about 28% of the company. Now, in addition to that, we've provided several million dollars of loans to the company, unsecured, no conversion terms, no repayment terms. The question is, why would you do that? And it needs a little bit of history. Back in 2022, we were ready to go, had project financing lined up, waiting for the mayor. When the mayor was not granted, we had no choice but to put the project financing on one side. But as everybody knows who has a home, whether or not you've got income, you've still got to pay your mortgage payments. The company had a series of property payments, and most recently, the service agreement. So what does the company do? The market last year, as we know, was dismal. And it's improved, but not fully. So we, the insiders, elected that we would put up loans to the company to make sure all the property payments were made. Most recently with a service agreement, which was 3.125 million US, the payment comes from the insiders, again, by way of loans, no conversion rights. And we do this because we truly believe that every shareholder matters. And you mentioned about not rolling the stock back. That's not within our view. No intention at all. We've been suggested to us many, many times. We say, no, we're not interested, because the individual who was supporting us in 2019 and 20 and 21 and 22, why should we, just because the markets had a downturn, take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Say to people, we're happy with our position. We want all our shareholders to be happy. So we will do future financings, I'm sure, non-brokered as always, and we will contribute to maintain our position. But we give the shareholders an opportunity to join us every time. So in terms of the company and the structure, I've mentioned the stability, the increase in the share price, the liquidity. I've mentioned the fact that we, the shareholders, continue to put up loans to ensure that the project moves ahead. Now, we would anticipate that the loans would get repaid from either project financing or from production. And the beauty of Sonora, unlike a lot of other small companies, from the day we get the MIA, we could be in production within 15 months. That's a really short time frame.
Yeah.
That should be taken into consideration as to what we would call liquidity. We feel that that will enable us to secure the project financing, which is probably only in the region of about 20 million US. And we have offers of financing. So all financing will be as much debt as possible. Obviously, we're very cautious because we're business people, so the debt will have to be on the correct terms. And they will make up the difference, a little bit of equity, or maybe gold loans. So we're discussing from gold loans. And so understand that we're business people, 30, 40, 50 years in the mining business, financial background, acutely aware of the markets, and we roll with the punches up and down, but always focused on taking Sonora to production, always looking after our shareholders' interests. So if anybody's looking at Sonora, understand that when you see Sonora, we're not like many junior companies. And I'm not saying this with any disrespect. A lot of good guys out there. But they take on a project where if the capital cost is $500 million or they need a certain level of technical expertise, they may not have it. So their objective is to drill with the hope that it gets taken over. We fortunately don't have that, but I would add that, and it's very important for the your listeners to understand, it's not a matter of being dogmatic, saying we're going to go to production, that's all there is to it. What we're saying is we have the capability of going to production.
You have options.
We have options, which a lot of juniors don't.
Yeah.
That's why if there's a good offer that comes on the table, we will present it to the shareholders, and then it can be a shareholder decision. So yeah. I think that's really important to know that.
So if I can comment on that about that, John, and then I'll go back to Ken. Again, I can reiterate it. When I first met you, how that was communicated to me, and I've seen nothing as an investor, I've seen nothing to discourage me from that, if you would. Another thing that I think really needs to be highlighted is if you just look at the Lassonde curve, and to all my people, viewers and listeners that are not familiar with this Lassonde curve, it's a curve that starts out down here with the expiration. It goes way up when somebody hits, it comes down as people start to get their permits, and it goes up, right, being going into production. Let me just reference my friend Lobo Tigre, who did a lot of studying on the Lassonde curve. Usually the stock price has a significant appreciation 12 to 18 months out going into production. So you are right there. You've had a nice steady rise, but just think of where you're at in the Lassonde curve. We should see a massive, I don't want to say massive, I want to be careful what I say. We should see a good appreciation in the share price here just based on the Lassonde curve. So all those people that, all my viewers and listeners that are looking to buy a company going into production, again, I am a buyer. This is not a recommendation. Do your own due diligence. You're right there on the upward tick of the Lassonde curve. So.
Well, thank you, Andy. I think that's a good observation. That's really where we are. And we have so many people out there who watch us. We have a database of probably about 7,000 or 8,000 who follow us. And they get our news. And our conversations go from, we're watching. We want to make sure that everything's moving ahead. When the share price moves up, that encourages people to start participating, which we've seen. But there's still a very large component of those who said to us, we don't care if we pay 20, 30 or 50 cents. We just want to make sure you get the MIA. And we, as all other companies operating in Mexico, suffered last year when it was proposed, not informed, proposed to ban open pit mining. The media just said, open pit mining banned. And we came there, and there was a long, dark summer. And we can point to the fact that Ken and I were actually in Stockholm at the time when the new president came in. And when listing the priorities, there was no longer this ban of open pit. And from that day, Andy, we went from 4 cents to where we are today, 18 and a half cents.
Yeah.
What's good about it, Andy, and for your listeners to understand, it's not spite on little volume. Look at the volumes that go through, which reinforces what I believe is correct. The plateau is getting higher and higher and higher.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's not going to be a correction, that things happen in this world, et cetera, et cetera. But there's been enough trading that has gone through outside of what I would call the insiders and the core group, 50% over in Europe, which means people who were buying at a lower price have now taken profit. Good for them. Other people have come in. So I would say when we look at Sonoro, and I'd like to make one point, which is not normally my point, understand that this is all based on 30% of the property.
Yeah.
And again, very importantly, why did we stop at 30%? Because that was our business plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most people, oh, it's just a Vancouver company. That's all they've got. No, no. Right. Read and understand. Yeah. It was a business decision to protect the shareholders from dilution.
Yeah.
Then we will advance the rest of the project from cash flow. And as you mentioned, again, it's something that Ken usually talks about. If you take the all-in sustaining cost, pick a number, maybe it's $1,400. If you have gold at $3,400, that means $2,000 an ounce.
Is your margin. Yep.
And if you're producing 35 or 50,000 ounces a year, it doesn't take a genius to work out what that means in terms of free cash every year. For the reasons you said, that money can be used to expand. It can be used for buyback. It can be used for dividends. It may also be used to stimulate San Marcial, because we remain silent on San Marcial.
Yep.
But looking at the record, it can be seen that San Marcial, according to our geologists, it has potentially the same value as Cerro Caliche.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even feature in any valuation.
No.
Why have we not done anything? Because we focus.
Yeah.
A very focused group.
Yeah. Ken, I'd like to go to you. What can you tell us about the plan? Well, you did tell us about the plan going from here until the new year, but tell us about what investors or potential investors should be, what you can comment on, news that will be dripping or flowing out from now until the next several months.
Well, obviously, securing the approval for the MIA is of paramount importance, and hopefully we'll have it between here and Christmas time. Secondly, obviously, we're taking steps right now to prepare for the eventual construction period. There's a lot of work we've been doing behind the scenes in order to prepare for that. For example, the mine plan has been worked on and energized to a great extent with the fact that gold is trading at such a higher price now. And so taking that into account, we're in the process of modifying our mine plan to accommodate the higher gold price. And so this will all be then taken forward to a qualified person to be able to have it signed off and put into a new PEA. And I think that's going to be one of the most important elements we can deliver over the next few months that are totally within our control. And then after that, as far as the environmental impact statement is concerned, you know, there are many, many things that we've been working on with the government, with SAMRNAT, to accommodate the new mining regulations in Mexico. Certainly, the environmental laws now are some of the toughest in the world, as far as, you know, they're identical in many ways to the Canadian and American mining laws and environmental laws. And we're satisfied. We're happy with that. We can meet and even exceed most of these thresholds that are present in the new mining laws. So I think going forward, we're not sitting still. We are improving. Excuse me. We're improving the value of the project with each task that we take on at this point in time. And if we can prepare as much as possible on the technical side between now and the time we get the environmental approval, then the time to production is thereby reduced as well. So that's our focus. Our technical team is working daily on that.
Excellent. Gentlemen, is there anything else you'd like to leave our viewers and listeners here? Until we have you on next time.
I would say that if anybody has any inquiries at all, reach out to Ken or myself. We always respond to inquiries.
Yes, they do.
May take a few days, but we'll respond. And further, I would encourage people who may be interested to go to our website and sign up to receive regular news releases.
Yeah.
That way, they're kept up to date. Immediately something happens, they know about it. And that's the best way to do it.
John, what is your website? What are your ticker symbols and what exchanges are you traded on?
In Canada, it's the Vancouver
TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SGO. In the United States, on the OTCQB, it is SMOFF. And in Germany, of course, it's trading on the various exchanges in Germany.
Guy, I'll put all of this in the show notes below on the YouTube channel, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure to see you, talk with you, and just to all my listeners out there. Again, this was me betting on the horses, not the horses, but the jockeys here. And then that was my first initial inclinations. And then as I learned more about the asset, I was very, very happy. And I saw this just as a depressed value-driven asset here that was about ready to go in production, just looking at the Lassonde curve. I was in early Lassonde curve, and I was paid for being early because I was value investing at that time. So, gentlemen, it's always a pleasure to have you, and look forward to having you on again really soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Andy.
Great to talk to you.
Great to see you and talk to you.
Bye.